Did you ever do like tatty picking for?
Oh yes, aye.
Because when I spoke to my gran about this, she was saying that he, like, I can't remember, like some places like didn't like pay you for like months.
That's right, aye. Balcarroch and Dave Doig and some of these smaller places. You went to their tatties. They worked in conjunction, so you would go to one place and you would be there for a few days and then they would finish there, because they weren't big places, most of them. And then you would move on and the next place would start and you and the likes of Dave Doig, you know, when you went to his tatties, for instance, you didn't get paid at the end of the day or the end of the week. You never got paid until he sold these tatties. And he would come round on his bike, usually in December, in the run up to Christmas, and he had envelopes for everybody that had been at his picking.
Yeah.
You never thought anything about that, you see. You got the money right now. It was a good bit later, you know.
He's keeping record of everything.
You always got so many days, but of course, 10 shillings a day, that's all it was. You know, 50 pence a day. I suppose you would make, what would you make in the tatty time? £10. Which was a great boost to a family to get school clothes and Christmas and all the rest of it. See, that was a lot of money then, you know. You were getting £40-£50.
Yeah.
When wages, what were wages at that time?
£4
a week, £3, £4 a week. That's all it would be. Tradesman's wage. When I started to work, a tradesman would get possibly maybe £5 a week, £4.50, £4.50, maybe £5 a week. And that was all they got.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine that a family all going and getting constant work for the October holidays, that was a good thing. And then you got the same for the Easter holidays at the planting, you see. So that was a big help for youngsters, because there was no family allowance in these days. There was no NHS. You paid for the doctor.
That's right.
The NHS never started until 1948.
Yeah.
So before that, anything you got in the hospital or the doctors had to be paid for.
Yeah. Or just suffer, you know.
Oh, well, this is it. Yeah. I mean, folk died because they didn't go to the doctor. Rather than pay out any money, they would
kick the bucket.
Aye.
There was a lot of this going on. No, I'll give you a chicken if you cured my cold.
Barter system. The doctors got a lot of that, you know. A brace of pheasants for a visit to the doctor or something like that.
Some unofficial...
Aye, that was the way the country doctors worked at one time. But no, there was no NHS. In fact, we had to pay for schooling. I remember, and so, well, you took money. You got money for your parents, whatever, and you had to take that to the teacher. Usually, what was it, about twice a year just or something? It wasn't much, but... This was to pay for your pencils and jotters and stuff. The Education Authority paid for a bit, subsidised it all, but you paid so much for your teaching, you know. And that was the way it was. Anybody that was brought up during the war years would tell you that.